up, be mobile.
Ken, KO4HX.
Down the mountain. Good morning.
Full this morning.
Man, my little road, my little side road's busy this morning for some reason.
Around St. Mark. That road in the last week?
They don't have a reason to head down that way.
Down it since last Thursday, but it was bad then.
Once in a while when we're cutting through, if we're coming back from Greenville or Taylor's and thinking about going to Little Rebel or something like that, we might cut down that way.
Some customers out there that I got to get up this morning. And it's interesting anyway, let's put it that way.
I'll have to cut grass today. You know what I mean? Didn't get to do it too much last weekend and all the rain and that, so better do it now or else I'll be bush hogging again.
It'll be the only chance for the next several days anyway.
About being a homeowner, you got all this stuff that you got to do, right?
There's advantages and disadvantages to it. But for me, the advantages outweigh the others, so I'm good with it.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's going to be me and you this morning?
Andrew said he'd be in here.
They had taken Thursday off and got his head start on his trip and sleeping in this morning.
Fishing again?
Going to the beach this weekend.
For vacations and the UPS guy?
Quite a bit.
It's always taking off at least one day. I guess that's why they got a raise, so that they don't have to work for 5 days.
It seems like a lot when you got all your personal days and sick days and vacation and you spread them out. But, I mean, if I had the opportunity, I'd be doing the same thing. So I'm not going to knock them for taking advantage of it.
Have volunteer off days.
And then they have mandatory overtime at other times of the year.
That one. Times on items are still bad, aren't they?
Still struggling to get certain things. I don't know that it'll ever get back to where it was at. Everything's so discombobulated anymore. I just don't know that we'll ever get back here.
A hard reset, right?
Might have to happen to get it to do it, but I'm just afraid nobody wants it.
Best where they were bumping up the minimum wage for people. I think it was in Washington State. Was going to like $23 and then up to $29 over the next several years and that. I guess I didn't learn much from California.
That one, but it doesn't. Going to a fish fry this afternoon with one of my customers. A fish fry that one of my customers is having this afternoon.
That'd be good.
W2JKT.
KO4HKX.
Morning, Eric. You and me both. KN4TFW.
Hey, Ken. How are you guys doing this morning?
Six for before 6 o'clock on weekday morning.
Here, at least it's not raining for once.
Good road today, that's for sure.
I'll be glad to not have to deal with the rain. Because yesterday afternoon on the ride home, man, it was awful going up White Horse Road.
Yeah, it was terrible at Spartanburg starting about 2:30.
Yesterday, but we really had the big ones come through. Just like Wednesday last week, we had we had a tornado Wednesday last week. And we didn't get any tornadoes yesterday, but we still got a lot of tree damage and you know, stuff like that, debris everywhere. So it was definitely no fun.
How much rain they got yesterday over there on White Horse Road, but the roads was flooding. The drains couldn't keep up with it, and you couldn't see to drive hardly at all yet. We're down to about 15 mile an hour.
Managed to get a camping spot for field day over at Kings Mountain State Park. So they had a couple spots left that were big enough for my camper that showed up on some things for that weekend. So I'm booked over there. And Courtney and the kids are going to come too. We're just going to kind of have a fun weekend with it.
Sounds like you're going to have a good weekend.
I told Courtney to work the radio for a bit because, you know, people hear a female voice and they just pounce on it. Hi, hi.
Really cut through a pile of wallet.
Yes, I am finally going to be giving Courtney a sparkly little accoutrement for her left ring finger this weekend.
Congratulations to both of you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Congratulations. Man, I just had a Bronco come flying up behind me, flashing me. I'm doing 5 over, and then he passed me in the median.
Appreciate that, but yeah, people drive crazy, don't they, Ken?
So is she expecting it, or is it going to be a surprise?
No surprise at all. Because, you know, I've been shopping for rings online, and of course, you know, her Facebook feed has been full of engagement rings ever since I started shopping online, because the algorithm knows everything and has completely spoiled the surprise. We were complaining about this with each other last night, because, you know, we were sitting at the dinner table, and, you know, she handed me her phone to see something on Facebook, and I scrolled a little bit, and it was just full of advertisements for the same place that I bought her ring. So, you know, we were talking about last night, just, you know, Facebook completely spoiled the surprise for everybody.
Congratulations, Eric, KO4, CEO.
Pigeonholes you into one thing after so long. I just can't stand it.
Yeah, Susan mentioned something or a YouTuber or whatever, and then all of a sudden that's all I get on my Facebook.
Thanks for the congratulatory note there. But, yeah, the algorithm, it figures out when you live with somebody because your phones are in the same place all the time or you're on the same Wi-Fi or the same network or whatever. And, you know, if one person starts doing something, it starts showing it to the other person. And it's just really, you know, we talk about this all the time, how the algorithm just is following us around everywhere. And you know, it's just weird, you know.
There, I mean, mine's the same way. I'll start Googling something about RC planes or whatever, and it shows up on my wife's feed.
Yeah, and she's like, are you shopping for running shoes for me or anything like that? And I'm like, yeah, it was her birthday coming up, but, you know, Facebook started showing her running shoes, like, constantly, because I was shopping for running shoes. It was like, no surprises anymore.
On the ham radio sites. Articulated, you took off early, headed to the beach.
I could. I got to finish my 40 hours, so I got to work till about maybe 2 o'clock.
By myself tomorrow.
It was.
Andrew said he had to work his 40, and I said, does that mean I'll be by myself tomorrow morning?
Unless you talk Patrick into getting up early and talking to you on the radio at home.
That guy is backing into a spot so they can open the gate. They get ready for the party, so the gate's not open yet. But Ken, I don't know. I'll try to get up in the morning and see how it goes.
I'm with you guys. I just turned up the stereo.
Tomorrow, so I can sign for the ring when it comes in. I normally work at home Thursdays, but swap them around this week.
If I'm up at 5:30 in the morning, you know, on Friday, I'll get on Echo Link and talk to you. The likelihood of that happening is pretty low, though. Good odds right there.
It'll all depend on what time I get in from this shindig tonight.
So I found a Fitbit out in the field the other day, and I wore it a couple of nights, and it says, man, I ain't maximized my sleep time. Out of 8 hours, I'm only good for 6.5.
Put something together, that way my wife won't guilt trip me, or, you know, whenever I say I'm going to bed, I set her up the TV in the bedroom with Netflix and Hulu and all that, so she can watch it whenever I go to lay down, and that way she can still be in the bed, and I can actually go to sleep.
You can sit on the couch and fall asleep watching TV, but, you know, we ain't got a one in the bedroom. I wouldn't be able to do that. When we first got together, Susan used to listen to music during the night, and it's like, yeah, man, all I can do is hear music all night and not get any sleep.
My wife, I used to listen to music too, but I don't know with her. She's a clock ticking, you know, an old clock that, you know, that tick, tick, tick. She can't stand it, and that will keep her up all night long, so she can't listen to nothing.
A mantle clock spin.
All the time at night to drown everything else out because of all the little sounds everything in the house makes.
Clock goes off every 15 minutes.
She hadn't bothered me, but she's been watching shows that I'm not interested in. You know, if it was something that I wanted to watch, I probably wouldn't be able to sit there and go to sleep.
Get theory out. Wait till you go to sleep and then turn it on something that you really want to watch.
Get into it the whole time.
Rain all weekend, W2JKT.
KN4TFW.
We've been getting rain down at the beach, so we'll be in the camper a little bit here and there, but I ain't gonna worry about it. I'll still be at the beach.
So you might as well just fish surfish.
Looks like some really cool temperatures. Ain't supposed to get out of the 70s down here in Greenville.
Bit of a cold snap here and there.
A mild 70 degree day. I think it's supposed to be 80s at the beach so most days, so we'll see. It'll be pretty good. But, well, gentlemen, I'm getting off of my exit, so I'm going to get this antenna off the top of this car. So if y'all have a good one, 7-3, and hopefully we'll holler at y'all at least probably Wednesday morning. We'll see how that goes. So, y'all have a good one. 73KO4CF, and I'll be clear when you find it.
73, Andrew. Have a great vacation. KO4HKX.
73, Andrew. Have a good day and safe trip down to the beach. KN4TFW.
Have a great trip and enjoy your time down there camping. This is W2JKT. They don't let them put antennas on their leased cars.
I think that's kind of strange.
I'll get off before you go into the parking lot. Poor Andrew. We have a wine class tonight. We've decided that we're just going to go ahead and go for the certification. So we picked up our books, and we actually got a full-height wine refrigerator for the house. I forget how many bottles it holds, 168, I think. And we're going to start doing some aging and, you know, keeping some stuff long-term and doing that. But, yeah, we're really enjoying the classes, so we're going to go ahead and go all the way for the cert.
Certification give you? I mean, I don't guess I'm understanding.
You need to wear a lapel pin that says you're a certified sommelier. And then, you know, what you learn is a lot about the wine history, different wine regions throughout the world, the different varieties of grapes, the different characteristics that the different varieties have based on the climate, growing conditions, and there's a lot of science in it, but also just a lot of also like how to pair foods with wine and how to select the right kind of wine for a particular meal. And there's also a service component. You have to learn how to be basically a waiter and, you know, how to serve wine, how to discuss wine with clients, all kinds of things that are involved in it.
Okay, I just didn't understand.
No, absolutely zero about.
Yeah. It's been really fun so far, and we're both enjoying it. So we've decided to go all the way to at least get the. There are like three different levels. There's like the introductory sommelier, and that's the one that we're working on now. And that's just a written exam, and it's an online course, so it's pretty easy. The advanced is a little higher and has a tasting component. You have to be able to taste the wine and identify, you know, the aromas and the flavors in it and the region it came from and a rough guess about what the vintage was. And then the highest one is the Master Sommelier, and there are only 226 people in the entire world that have passed that exam, well, that are currently holders of that certification. So probably not going to try to get that one. But there's this guy, his name is Fred Dame, and he can taste the wine and tell you the vineyard it came from, the year it was made, everything. It's just that the guy is nuts, but I don't think we'll ever get that far. But we're at least going to get the first level and then take it from there.
A lot of wine to be able to do that.
When you're tasting, you spit it out.
Fun out of it.
Much alcohol absorbs right in your mouth.
You had to drink and you say you didn't have any?
I swallow, but yeah, I mean, if you're tasting a lot of wine, so like if you actually drink it, I mean, you will get plastered. So when we do these classes, there are about six wines that we taste in these classes, and they're just like little tasting pours, so we don't spit those out. But you know, if you're tasting a lot of wine, like you do at conventions and you know big meetings and stuff, yeah, you definitely spit it out because otherwise you just get completely hammered.
It looks like they're going all out for this fish fry this evening.
Bunch of brothers.
They ground up all the asphalt in the parking lot, repaved it, relined it. They've got, I don't know, 100-foot 10 out here with. And they couldn't build a fence, go all the way around it. Got the bar, the stage. I mean, looks like they're going to have a real shindig here tonight. A Strange Brothers Grading. It's their 70th birthday for the business.
That'll be a good time.
We'll see. It's definitely going to be interesting anyway.
With that big truck.
They wanted me to come, and I'm like, I'm going to be in the tool truck because I ain't going. If I go all the way up and get the excursion and have to come back down, I'm halfway home. I'm going home.
Decided to wait Hampton Boulevard.
And I'll park over here up front and in front of the offices and walk down.
Cycle on I-85 South with no helmet. That just makes me squirm.
I see guys riding motorcycles all day long with no helmet on, and I just, I'm like, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I had to wear a full face. I tried to just run down to the other plant, which was, you know, a quarter mile down the road, and it's like, man, with the wind blowing around my glasses and everything, I just can't stand it. And I know how it is when a bug hits the helmet. I can only imagine hitting me in the face. You don't realize it in the car, but every time a car crosses over like the white line and shifts lanes, you get sandblasted.
Bidding a motorcycle ride on the road and don't ever intend to. I mean, they can't see a 20-foot box truck with big letters on the side of it. I doubt they're going to notice the motorcycle.
Like one time, my brother had a Goldwing, and I rode on the back of it around the block at his house one time. I'm like, nope, this is not for me.
3 or 4 years, rode it back and forth to work. The only place I rode it was back and forth to work. And then it got to where they were working on 85 and 385 intersection there, and it just got too dangerous. I give it up.
But I'm going to have to get my day started, so y'all have a good rest of your trip into work. And maybe I'll catch you this afternoon on the way home. If not, y'all have a great weekend. And again, congratulations, Eric. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your finals. 7-3.
Okay, Patrick, that's a good timing, too. I'm going to have to leave you, too. So you guys have an awesome day, and then maybe I can catch you guys later. And congratulations to you and Miss Courtney. KN4 GFW.
Appreciate that very much. You guys both have a great day. Be safe out there. Patrick, enjoy the fish fry. And we'll talk to you guys again soon, probably next week. This is W2JKT Mobile.